This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China has more cards to play in its trade dispute with Europe. That's from today's official People's Daily newspaper. As a trade dispute between the EU and China escalates, times change and power rises and falls, the paper said. Still, this has not changed the deep-rooted, haughty attitudes of certain Europeans, according to the paper. The EU doesn't like cheap Chinese solar panels hurting its homegrown market, and China is striking back now with an investigation into whether the Europeans are dumping cheap wine on their market. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
You don't like our cheap solar panels? Well, we'll make your wine even more expensive. Xu Bin, economics professor at the China-Europe International Business School in Shanghai, says China is sending a clear message to the EU.
Chinese people are developing a taste for wine. So I think it's very deliberate for the Chinese government.
Xu says it was a calculating move that targets the wine countries of Italy, France, and Spain, but spares Germany, which has taken China's side in the solar panel dispute. Vincent Hess chats with a customer at his French wine shop in Shanghai. He's not worried about the trade dispute.
I think that it's going to be difficult for Chinese people to put really barriers for like French wine. I will say we have the much more history and much more famous wine.
And for many among China's flashy nouveau riche, a higher-priced bottle of wine provides even more incentive to buy. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.